Oklahoma's greatest historian was 9 years old when she first set foot on Oklahoma soil on November 8, 1899, having arrived by covered wagon with her family from Kansas. About that day, Angie DeBow said it was a beautiful golden autumn morning. The sky was clear blue and green wheat stretched to the horizon. Her hometown was Marshall, Oklahoma, which did not have a four-year high school before 1910. She was 23 when she graduated in 1913. 5 years later, she earned a bachelor's in history from the University of Oklahoma, and in 1924, a master's from the University of Chicago. She received a Ph.D. in history from Oklahoma in 1933. But even with a Ph.D., Angie DeBow would never hold a position in a history department of a university, largely due to gender discrimination. DeBow turned to writing American Indian history, and among her many discoveries, she learned that much of eastern Oklahoma was dominated by a criminal conspiracy to cheat Indians out of their property. Her findings were published under the title, And Still the Waters Run. She wrote, edited, or co-authored 13 books in her lifetime. Angie DeBow was 98 when she died February 21st, 1988. Now, listen to the story of Angie DeBow as told by Dr. Patricia Laughlin, professor of history and chair in the Department of History at the University of Central Oklahoma. You will also hear the voice of Angie DeBow herself in this oral history presentation on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.